And turning to Syria, where foreign-backed militants there once again launch an offensive to gain control of Daraa, the main city in southeastern Syria. As our correspondent Ala Ibrahim reports, Syrian government forces managed to repel the attack, which was the fourth one in the past 2 months.
Once again, we travel south to Daraa city in southern Syria, as we accompany Syrian army officers who organized a trip to the provincial capital of the southern region of the country. The tour aims at showing how the fourth large-scale attack on the city failed in less than 2 months, despite reports that terrorists made gains towards the city.
They want to announce they took Daraa city at any cost. They attacked the city 4 times in the past 45 days, and in every attack they lost over 100 fighters. It seems there is an order from their commanders to have a moral victory at any cost.
We head to the main front line near Yadouda town, where the largest wave of attacks took place. Units of the Syrian Army's 15th Division, along with units of the Syrian Special Forces, manned this post on the outskirts of Daraa city. It is from these posts and other posts along the same line that the Syrian army managed to fend off attacks by the insurgents on the city of Daraa this month and in June. The Syrian army says that at least 40 insurgents were killed in clashes in and around this post, indicating the value this post has for both the insurgents and the Syrian army.
Though the attack ended, the soldiers stay vigilant. They understand that defeat is only a glimpse of an eye away. One of the soldiers showed us a video he took with his cell phone. It shows how he and his colleagues destroyed a militant armored vehicle.
After every militant attack, we managed to repel them. The militants may choose when to launch their assault, but it is us who decide when the fighting will finish.
The open fields will go without being harvested this year after being caught in the middle of front lines. A reminder of many different things that Syria is losing because of the war. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Daraa.